From KXCI Tucson, this is Research Matters. We talk with academic researchers from our region. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I am very pleased to welcome a rising junior studying molecular and cellular biology as well as biochemistry at the University of Arizona. Please welcome Natalie Rawlings.
Hi.
So Natalie, what do you do at the U of A?
I do a ton of things. I'm in the Capaldi lab, which is a molecular biology lab. I'm involved in a lot of different clubs. I'm actually starting up a new club. It's called the Undergraduate Journal Club.
What's a journal club?
It's about making scientific papers accessible for undergrads. Anything from foundational papers that have Nobel Prize awards. Could be recent papers that are super exciting. An interesting idea that I want to do is go over some research faculty at the U of A's papers, then reach out to the faculty members and have them talk about their research, and then we can have an awesome discussion.
Building community and understanding and kind of promoting a culture of awareness of each other's work.
Absolutely.
What do you do in the lab?
In the past year, I've shifted to my own independent project, mainly focused on fluorescence microscopy and Western blots. Western blotting is a foundational technique of molecular biology to look at proteins, specifically to look at their activity. And for a really long time now, I have been doing fluorescence microscopy, which is something that I think will be more up and coming in the future. It's meant to corroborate with the Western blot technique.
What exactly are you studying with these techniques?
I work with yeast cells. What I do with yeast can potentially be transfer to humans. Specifically, what I study in yeast is this pathway called TORC1, target of rapamycin 1. It kind of does everything for the cell in terms of metabolism.
So it's kind of like a supervisor?
Yeah, exactly. Almost like the brain. My grad student, Jeho, once told me this funny analogy. He was like, everything that we know about TORC1 is just one eyelash of the whole human body, like for a sense of scale. We could know one eyelash, that's all we know, but there's so much more. Right now, my research is focusing on two proteins that are upstream of the main pathway.
All right, so what are these proteins called?
One is called AIT1, and that's actually a protein that my lab took part in discovering. And then the second one is NPR2. I'm trying to uncover the relationship between those two. They somehow work to turn TORC1 on and off depending on what condition you're in, like stress or starvation. And there's some sort of interaction there that might be really, really important, and that's exactly what I'm researching.
What an amazing inner world we have.
With biology, you can almost like infinitely zoom in and just like look at the almost like raw chemistry of it all. You're literally watching the biology unfold like right before your eyes. It's a whole full circle moment for me, and that's honestly why I love it.
You've been listening to Research Matters. Our guest today has been Natalie Rawlings from the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your beautiful life.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here, and I've been really excited.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXCI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit KXCI.com.